It's a good looking shirt and tie, right?
Hey, what's up? A little Viking colors. How you doing?
I like it.
If you were in the Vikings draft room on Thursday, what are you rooting for to happen so that things shape up really well when you get to the end of the first round?
Well, I mean, obviously you're a team with a quarterback, so you want as many quarterbacks to go as can possibly go. You look at some of the other strengths of their roster, hoping those guys tick off. And, you know, looking at the Vikings, I'd be sitting there saying, you know, I'd be spreading rumors about Will Hernandez is what I would probably be doing, because I think he'd be such a perfect fit there.
Why do you say that?
I just think you have a need at that position. This is a team, you're going to get Dalvin back, you know, taking some of that pressure off Kirk. Kirk's going to have a lot of pressure on him, obviously, with what he came in there and the money he's making. But to get another presence up front and take that offensive line, which made a lot of improvement last year, I think they take another step forward.
Let's say offensive line doesn't work out, so it's got to be another position. What would be your secondary pick for the Vikes?
Well, I mean, look, they could go in a number of different directions. You can't have too many defensive linemen and having, you know, some balance there, adding even more edge rushers. You've got some contract situations you've got to sort through. That would be one I would, you know, kind of keep an eye on. It's not a great edge rusher group. You know, that would be more of a trade back scenario, in my opinion. I always say you can't have too many corners. So that would be another area that I would consider if somebody like a Mike Hughes were to some reason drop down there. Although Terrence Newman, I'm convinced, is going to play till he's 70. I still think you could look in that direction.